Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, Dave, you have the stolen base, a huge moment in Red Sox history, but not as important in the long run as to what happened when you were down the street at Dana-Farber after your playing career ended. Can you run us through what happened?
Well, Joe, it's great to be back with you, and the Jimmy Fund has impacted so many people, impacted me in my life, and just thinking back to 2010, when I had Hodgkin's lymphoma, stage 2, and chemotherapy, and then I did radiation in Dana-Farber, and the Red Sox were so gracious to put me up in Boston and get my radiation done there. And, you know, my fight with cancer and knowing that I'm a survivor is a big part of my story. And it's amazing is that, you know, when you go through it, you realize how many people are impacted. So any way I can help and be an advocate for finding a cure, taking care of patients and their families, and there's no better fund than the Jimmy Fund. And so for me to speak about my story is a real pleasure.
Well, certainly it was a key factor in your life and in the life of your family as well, because they're all part of this.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's the thing is that, you know, when you're going through cancer, the caregiver, you know, my kids at that time were 10 and 6. And I remember a story, my daughter wanted me to pick her up. And as I was going through chemo, I couldn't pick her up. I didn't have the strength, and it just broke her heart and broke mine because I couldn't pick up my little princess. And those are real life stories. But, you know, my friends, my family, my baseball family, you know, even after retiring in 08 and going through cancer and fighting cancer, it was amazing, Joe, all the outpouring of fans and former teammates that were writing letters and supporting me. And like I said, I know it's a part of my story, so whenever I can share it to potentially encourage people that are in the fight right now themselves with the cancer, or, you know, being a caregiver or having a family member or a close friend, I love doing that.
Well, we certainly appreciate it so much, Dave. And your team is rolling now, getting healthy, and our friend Mookie, who had the hip, is coming back soon.
Yeah, Mookie is. I expect him to be back tomorrow. We're playing the Padres here in San Diego. Mookie obviously helped us, helped lead us to a championship last year, and I know Red Sox Nation misses him dearly. But rest assured, us in Los Angeles, we're taking very good care of him. And he's coming back off the IL tomorrow, and I expect him to pick up where he left off. And you never know. There might be a Red Sox-Dodgers World Series, but we couldn't be happier to have him, and it's been fun.
Well, we certainly would love to see a Red Sox-Dodgers World Series once again. And Dave, congratulations to you on your world championship, and, of course, you will forever be loved here in New England.
Well, my friend, I miss you. I think about you often, and please give everyone my love, and hopefully we'll see you in October.
Best wishes, Dave. Thank you for helping the Jimmy Fund.
Okay, Joe. Bye-bye.